With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just...
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com today. Coming up shortly, we should be joined by John Feinstein for Fridays with Feinstein. We'll try to connect with him. Talk about the NCAA.
He's got a
tournament.
Lot of college hoops to write about lately.
Definitely.
A lot of coaching changes.
We are efforting.
Plus, we've got Voss in studio at Rich 9:20.
Wolf.
I was trying to see tomorrow night. I would need to secure a babysitter. I coach soccer. Gaithersburg Gazelles. Open up the season tomorrow.
Alliteration. Did you come up? You came up with the name, obviously.
Yeah, usually, traditionally, I ask my
He's
team.
An alliteration guy.
Usually, sure. I ask my team to come up with the team name, mm-hmm. but the last couple times, it's like eight different opinions and whatever.
You took
so I just said, you know what? Gaithersburg Gazelles.
You took the bull by the horns.
Yeah,
you're the coach.
But then I've got the,
Commanders.
The kids' birthday
Way
party.
Right.
But if I could escape at night, that'd be fun to go to the Arlen Cinnamon Draft House.
Of course it would.
All right, is John on the line?
I believe he is.
The
BetQL guest hotline.
Good morning. I am here. I apologize. Matt and I had a little mix-up this morning.
It's all good.
It's quite
all right.
It happens. By the way, he's sponsored, as always, by Golfdom. Golfers, never too early to prepare for the 2023 season. Golfdom can fit you with the latest golf clubs to get your game ready for the season. Also visit Golfdom and Tyson's for the latest cold weather gear. Golfdom, live the game.
This is like a crazy week for you, John. I don't know. Have you written this much in the last few days with college hoops, all of this, right?
Six columns in 7 days. I think back in my 20s, I used to do that during March.
Right.
But for an old man, it's been quite a ride.
That's a lot of grinding,
well, all right,
John.
So let's talk about it. I'm interested in your thoughts. Yeah, that's what he's been writing about. First of all, let's just start with Cooley here in Georgetown. They break from the Thompson
circle
and go outside.
I
think it's the right move.
Yeah.
Cooley getting a lot of backlash in the Providence area, which is interesting. What's your overall take?
Well, I mean, he's from there. And it came out 3 weeks ago that he put his house on the market.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know that it was that well handled. There were rumors that Jack DeJoy had reached out to him while he was still coaching, which doesn't make DeJoy look good. But the bottom line is I think they got the right coach. And then, by the way, I think Providence got the right coach, too, in hiring Kim English. I think he's going to be a star. But as we've said all year, they had to break away from the Thompson dynasty. 51 years, four coaches, one obviously a Hall of Famer. John Thompson III had a good record until his last 2 years, but Patrick did not. And Ed Cooley's a proven coach. He's proven he can win at Providence, which is not an easy place to win at in the Big East. He won at Fairfield. He's a good guy. I don't know him well, but I know him a little bit. And I think Georgetown made the right move. And, you know, they won the press conference. And winning the press conference is vastly overrated, but you got to start somewhere.
And his daughter goes to Georgetown, so he's got
his daughter's
there.
A senior at Georgetown. That's right. So, but you know, I don't think that was the move very much. I'm sure his wife is happy to see her graduate, but she would have seen her graduate anyway.
Yeah. All right. So Cooley to Georgetown, English to Providence.
Ricky P. Got to talk about Ricky P.
Yeah. All right. I want to talk about Bray too, but all right, Ricky P. to St. John's.
Yeah, all right. Rick Pitino had made it clear all year that he wanted back in the big time. I mean, he craves the spotlight. I wrote a column last weekend saying he's great at two things, coaching, obviously, and self-promoting. I was in Albany and saw the New York media, lapdogging all over him every time he walked out the door of the locker room, whether it was to walk down a hallway or to the court or to a press conference. And it was interesting because I was in the press conference after they lost to Connecticut. And he went on and on about how he'd been exonerated in the Louisville investigation. Well, there were several Louisville investigations. And the last one, the lawyers came to the conclusion that they couldn't prove that he had actually been directly involved in playing the kid Bruce Bowen $100,000. But the 2013 championship banner came down. Separate investigation, the Madam investigation, which you guys remember. And look, Rick's been in and out of trouble off the court ever since he started coaching in Hawaii in 1977 and got fired along with his boss, Bruce O'Neill, for NCAA violations. There was also that lovely incident in the restaurant. But the guy can coach, and in today's era, where basically you can't cheat.
Right.
He's going to win. He's going to get a lot of money from Wall Street. He has friends from there. His brother-in-law worked there, died on 9/11, tragically. He's going to get a lot of NIL money, and he's going to get a lot of players, and he's going to coach the hell out of them.
Yep, right. And he'll be successful.
Oh, there's no question.
Yep.
Rick's always been successful.
Right.
The question has always been, can he be successful and not get caught cheating? Well, now you basically can't cheat.
Right.
So this is perfect for him and for St. John's, and I do not find him a particularly admirable person, but he's a great coach. There's no question about that.
He can definitely do that.
Mike Bray, I thought Mike was going to South Florida.
Well, yeah, multiple sources
but
reported
not.
It, but he's not.
He's not, and I'm told he's going to go coach in the NBA as an assistant.
Yes, he's been talking to the Atlanta Hawks.
Quinn Snyder, who he coached at Duke, is the head coach.
People
and
are already reporting that, by the way.
Are they?
Yeah.
And he won't have to recruit. And at his age, not having to recruit is a big deal.
No, and I think it's tied up about money, right?
There's certain things I can't say. I was told off the record about stuff like that.
Insider info, but,
But he's not the type of guy, and you know this, John, he's not the type of guy who just sits around, plays golf, goes sits on the beach. He's not that type of
person.
No,
he's not a golfer.
Yeah, he's not. He needs to be doing something, and he's a coach.
Right. So, and South Florida, I thought South Florida would have been a great place for him because his grandchildren live there.
Sure.
And so, and warm weather and all that stuff.
John, he also has a personal connection. A guy I played against in high school, Mike Kelly's their AD, who went to St. John's here locally.
Right.
Who's from Montgomery County. There was a personal – they grew up together, basically.
Like I said, when I first heard that story, I thought it made perfect sense. But not having to recruit also makes perfect sense. And being with someone he's known for 30-odd years.
And your thoughts on Shrewsbury going to South Bend?
Yeah, I think that he certainly did a hell of a job at Penn State. Mm-hmm. He's a rising star in the coaching profession. And I don't see, and it made perfect sense. Again, a lot of these hires make sense. And I think that Shrewsbury is a good choice for Notre Dame. He can recruit. He showed that he can win at Penn State with less talent than his opposition at times. They won a lot of games this year against teams that had more talent. And good for him, good for them. Now the question is, who does Penn State want to hire? If I were them, my first phone call would be to Mike Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Who has proven what a good coach he is at VCU.
Yeah. And I hope that George Mason looks to Dwayne Simpkins, who was on that staff, not just with Kim English, but with Dave Paulson before that.
Though Feinstein's pushing Odom.
I understand. Ryan Odom, I mean, I have a bias here because Ryan and I are such close friends, and Dwayne would be a good hire. They're in a good position mm-hmm. because they're in a league where the new coach can come in and win fairly quickly.
Right.
Because the league's down.
Yeah.
One postseason bid total this year, although Fordham certainly should have gotten in the NIT. But the league's down. It wasn't that long ago that the A-10 had six bids.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it had one, VCU, and they were only a 12 seed. Dwayne Simpkins would probably be a good hire, but Ryan's got coaching experience and has proven at three different places that he can win.
Yeah, true. All right, let's talk about the games. Let's start with last night. I got home, I was coaching softball, and I got home about 8:30, and I watched the last 15 minutes of the K-State-Michigan State game, end of regulation and then the OT. That was some of the best basketball I've seen in a long time. And K-State comes away with the win. Marquise Noel, who's 5'7", from New York City.
Maybe.
Playing in the Garden was unbelievable. 19 dimes, NCAA tournament record. That was really fun to watch.
I'm glad you said that, because can you explain to me where the expression dimes came from?
I can't.
Great question.
It's one of those TV cliches that came in, 15 years ago maybe? And people, there's another dime.
Was that Bill Raftery? Did he come up with that? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. For some reason, Google says
the origin of a basketball assist being called a dime isn't readily known.
So we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But anyway, he was great. He was great, and it was a great game. I watched the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a terrific game. Nobody had a big lead all night, I'm sorry that Tom Izzo lost, because I'm a big Tom Izzo fan, but it was a great basketball game, and I'm sorry that Rick Barnes lost. He was one of my columns this week, and also someone who I consider a good friend. But Florida Atlantic's a remarkable story.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are, and good for them. And how about Gonzaga coming back to beat UCLA?
Mm-hmm.
I think most of us, I will include myself, thought UCLA had as good a chance to win the national championship as anybody. Good coach, a lot of talent, but Mark Few proved again what a good coach he is. And, you know, my friends Kornheiser and Wilbon are always talking about how the WCC hurts Gonzaga in the tournament.
Uh-huh.
Look up their record.
24 straight tournaments.
Well, they say that, but that they because the WCC
two finals,
isn't that strong.
All the Elite Eights.
Well,
yeah, I mean, exactly.
Is Gonzaga
a Sweet 16 almost every year?
Is Gonzaga a blue blood
Elite
now?
Eight?
Is Gonzaga a blue blood now?
Yes. Yes. Gonzaga is a blue blood. And it's funny, because some guy does a mid-major ranking, top 25 mid-major teams,
mm-hmm.
and St. Mary's is in that mid-major. Gonzaga's not. They're in the same league.
Right.
I mean, neither are mid-majors, or both are mid-majors. But Gonzaga is certainly not a mid-major.
John, a little update on the dime theory that I'm reading here. The most common assumption is it comes from payphones. When payphones were a dime, and people would say, does anybody have a dime?
Okay.
And they pass you a dime.
You need an assist.
Like
all right, That's a ridiculous thing, but I understand it.
Yeah.
I appreciate your helping me understand it. I have never used the term. It's like the most overrated term in basketball to me is the double-double.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Triple-double had meaning when they first started using it. And Oscar Robertson, as we know, once averaged a triple-double for season, which is unbelievable. But double-double, you know, 12 points, 10 rebounds, it's a good game. But it's not, he's got 12 double-doubles for the year. Stop it, please. I'm begging you.
All right, so real quick before we get to some other stuff, tonight, Bama, San Diego State, Creighton, Princeton. I know you're very interested in that. Miami, Coach L going against the one seed Houston, then Xavier, Texas. What game intrigues you the most there?
Well, Jim Larrañaga's game, for obvious reasons. I think they have a chance to beat Houston because he's so good at preparing when he has some time. They've got guys who can shoot and score. I saw them play again in Albany. They're a real good team. Isn't it interesting that the ACC and the Ivy League have the same number of teams playing this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
I heard all the ACC apologists during the tournament and stuff saying how underrated the ACC has been all year. Well, apparently not. And same for the Big Ten, which is the truth every year. Now they're gone again. They won't win a national championship for the 23rd straight year. Michigan State in 2000 is the last one. 22nd straight year because there was no tournament in 2020. But certainly I would love to see Miami advance and keep going. Xavier, Texas should be a hell of a game.
Yes.
It just should be a tremendous game. And you're right, Jason. Princeton is one of the best stories of the tournament, and I think they can play with Creighton. I really do. I think they've proven they can play with just about anybody. How they were a 15 seed, somebody needs to explain to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, it's like the committee never watches basketball. I watched the Ivy League tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could make a case for Yale being in the tournament, who lost in the final to Princeton. Penn was good.
Mm-hmm.
But they just go, oh, yeah, Ivy League, you can be a 15 seed.
Hey, John, quick Commander's note before we go. How funny is it that all of a sudden there are reports that Dan Snyder is of the mindset that, well, I don't hate Jeff Bezos that much that I wouldn't sell the team to him.
You know, for $7 billion, I'd like Dan Snyder.
That's a good
if he
sign.
Paid me $7 billion, I'd think he wasn't that bad a guy.
Yeah, you'd hang out with him every night for $7
billion. I don't know if I'd go that far. I might take $8
billion. Yeah.
Yeah, we said this, didn't we, all along when people were saying, oh, he doesn't want Bezos to buy the team, and I think all five of us said, if Bezos comes up with enough money, he'll change his thinking.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see, yeah. And I hope we see soon, for God's sake.
Right.
By the way, interesting story. Did you see that NBC Sports Washington,
mm-hmm.
it didn't make a new deal with the Commanders, so
yep.
now they're hardly going to show any Commander stuff.
Them. Right.
Yep. Yeah, yep. And, of course, the great news is there'll be more betting shows. I can't wait.
Hey, that pays some bills, John.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, I didn't hear you.
That'll pay some bills.
It'll pay some bills.
Bills around
yeah,
here.
It'll
pay
definitely
a lot of bills.
Pay bills, and we know Ted has lots of bills to pay.
Right. Well, who's going to cut? Like, where's the obvious fit for more Commanders content?
Well, that's the big question, because all the local sports stations, all the local news stations have cut their sports to, like, you know, 2 minutes a night and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, in a way, that's a blow for the Commanders because whomever ends up voting them, because NBC Sports Washington was basically a public relations arm of the Commanders. I mean, they had a financial deal, and most of the coverage was rah-rah, go team. And now it sounds like there's going to be a heck of a lot less of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the new owner will have to buy a station.
Well, that's the deal. The new owner may come in and say, hey, fellas, you know, we're not Dan Snyder. Let's make a deal. And that would be a smart move.
Yeah.
That would be a smart move.
All right, John. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend.
Look forward to it. See you guys.
Yep. All right, it's John Feinstein, brought to you by Golfdom. Never too early to prepare for the 2023 season. Golfdom can fit you for the latest clubs to get you ready for the season. Also, visit Golfdom and Tyson's for the latest cold weather gear. Golfdom, live the game. Still have comedian Rich Voss joining us coming up at 9:20 right here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, streaming live wherever you may be. On the TV side, NBC Sports Washington. Time now to open up the entertainment page, brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. He's the most hated jeweler in America, not because he's in the jewelry business, because he's in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com. Mm.
All right, boys. By the way, I'm just reading. I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm not going to do a whole thing on it. But Beyonce and Adidas have agreed to mutually part ways. Did you even know Beyonce had a deal with Adidas?
I didn't
Adidas?
Know they had an affiliation, but this is news to me.
I mean, are people buying, like, Beyonce shoes?
I don't know.
She's the reason I get my Adidas socks at Costco, EB.
Yeah.
Does she wear Adidas in her videos or on stage?
I don't know. It's just so crazy. I guess.
But when you're someone like Beyonce, you could have pretty much any endorsement you want.
She had an Ivy Park clothing line, I guess, that was associated with Adidas, mm-hmm. that brought in $40 million in 2022 and $93 million in 2021, but I guess that's just not enough. It was projected to bring in over $250 million, so I guess it didn't...
fell short of expectations.
Fell short of expectations, and people moved on. Ivy Park.
See ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
So they probably gave her a boatload.
Mm-hmm. Sure they did.
And they're going to decide to move on. So there you go.
I'd love to see her savings account.
Beyonce's?
Yeah.
Probably yeah. fat.
It's probably slightly higher than mine.
Maybe.
You think? Probably a little
slightly.
Bit.
Slightly.
Rachel Bilson has been in the news lately. Do you know why, Cakes?
I'm not even sure who she is.
She was from... She's not
Bilson? She's like a hot actress.
She was in a part of Dixie, I believe.
I don't know how you say it. Bilson.
Bilson.
Maybe you say Bilson, but it's B-I-L. So
the
I know
O.C. is like on her first
yeah,
line
Yeah, I think that's
here.
Maybe what she's
I'm
most famous
sure
for.
I'm not sure why she's in the news of late.
She's been in the news of late because she recently told comedian Whitney Cummings.
Ever?
Until the age of 38.
Jeez.
And that became a viral story. And then what everybody started doing is they started shaming her exes.
Oh, no.
Saying all those old boyfriends weren't able to do it real good, Cakes.
Right.
And she said, no, we're not shaming exes here. This had nothing to do with that.
So Hayden Christensen didn't get it done.
Bill Hader.
No, now Bill Hader,
Adam
she
Brody.
Always raved about him.
Right.
She said, what did she miss most about him?
His old.
His Louisville Slugger.
Correct.
Also, if you said it happened 38, he's in the kind of the recent time frame.
Right.
So maybe he delivered the goods. Although it seems like he's outside the window.
She's saying it has to do with me. It has to do with them. I just didn't know my own body.
It's me. It's not about you. She's doing that bit.
Right. Right. Just so you know. Just to clarify, Chris Martin is in the news. Now, you know, people love to goof on Gwyneth Paltrow, and why not? I mean, she has this outrageous website with, you know, $20,000, you know, purses.
I still can't get over the fact that you said
vagina
she wore
candle.
A $65,000 coat.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was wrong.
Okay.
I was wrong.
All right.
The arrow looked to me to be pointing to the coat.
All right.
But it wasn't. It was pointing to her two necklaces.
Okay.
So she wore $65,000 in necklaces. I think one was $40,000. The other one was $25,000.
Right.
I was mistaken, Cakes. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay. That makes a little more sense.
So it wasn't the coat.
It wasn't the coat.
But I guarantee the coat was not cheap.
I'm sure it was.
Speaking of necklaces, you didn't do the story. Who just lost, I guess it's a boxer. Now I remember, Terrence Crawford had like $400,000 worth of jewelry stolen from his house.
I didn't know that. That
gotta
sucks.
Got to keep
hopefully
that jewelry.
He has insurance.
Got to keep it
He's
in
one
safe.
Of those guys who you guys probably don't know that much about. Terrence Bud Crawford.
I know nothing about this person.
And he's considered one of the top pound-for-pound boxers
Here's
in the
Here's what I know about him. He didn't have his jewelry in a safe. That's what I know about him. Because it was lifted from his house.
But
should have had a few pit bulls in the house.
Chris Martin is in the news, and I guess they're kind of asking him. Somehow his topic of intermittent fasting came up because Gwyneth Paltrow recently said that she does some intermittent fasting. She says she eats something at 12.
But she said like one of her lunches is just like bone broth or beef broth.
Yeah, she says she eats more than that, but she doesn't like to spike her blood sugar.
But I saw he was commenting that it was because Bruce Springsteen said, and it's one of his idols, and he said Bruce said he doesn't eat after 4 p.m.
Correct. And I think Chris Martin is basically saying he has one meal a day. So he's one of those dudes that does one
props to him,
meal
I just don't
a day.
See
I had now, lunch what? With a mutual friend of ours, Tom Doyle, mm-hmm. and he's one of those guys who just has like one meal a day. He said he'd break it for doing lunch with me.
But I mean, really what that is just calorie restriction. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you know, if you can get away with it, I guess it's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? I guess. I don't think I would want to only eat one meal a day. Life is oftentimes boring, and the exciting part of it is eating. That's probably why we're all fat. Right. But I mean, who doesn't? I enjoy eating. Now, my mother doesn't enjoy eating. Do you enjoy eating?
Of course I enjoy eating.
Yes.
It's a pleasure, right?
In fact, yes. Even on the stupid story I said, I'm stopping at the Delaware House, Cakes was like, ooh, you can go to Auntie Anne's.
Right. You can tell
so it's just immediate
are you
response.
Telling me that he's going to stop and put his stuff a recliner in his car and not pick up something delectable to eat on the ride home?
Yeah. Do you know every trip we ever made to the Borgata?
Yeah.
Cakes is like a robot because every time he would say, can't wait to stop at the Wawa.
The Wawa right. off exit 3 in one of the most rundown towns I've ever seen, Runmead, New Jersey. It was nothing but a Wawa, a billion headstones, so many cemeteries.
There's a bunch of memorabilia places, too.
There was a place that sold like Devil's gear and Eagles gear.
Isn't the sports diner there?
There's a sports diner a little further as you get closer to the AC Expressway. Gotcha. Which is your last sprint towards the Borgata. Mm. I could do that drive with my freaking eyes closed.
Yeah, you could.
Draft, do you know anyone that doesn't enjoy eating? Oh. My mother says she doesn't enjoy eating.
Well, I hear some of the food she eats. I might not enjoy eating.
Like it's not something she gets pleasure in. It's just a chore.
She likes the social aspect, though.
But she doesn't like...
Well, I don't know.
She doesn't want to be fat, so she just associates eating with being fat, I think.
I know. She's got
an OCD thing.
She's got a hang-up about it.
She's got a hang-up about eating. She doesn't enjoy eating.
If I made her some homemade nachos, she would enjoy it.
I'm going to try Drab's nachos one day.
Give me a recipe for homemade nachos. I want the chips. I want the cheese, everything.
It's a state secret.
You can't tell us?
What? Will you make some? Will you make some for us?
Hey, yeah, will you make some? Will you make some for us?
Bit season.
Now you're bragging
now. Got no teams
now.
In the playoffs.
Yeah. I want some nachos.
Yeah, I like nachos. We have microwave. Can you microwave it? How do you do
are
it?
Are you kidding? He can microwave nachos.
No, you don't put it. Maybe you put it in the oven. I don't know what you do.
No.
What kind of base chips do you use? Tostitos?
You can't tell. Yeah,
it's
apparently.
Secret.
Apparently, those chips yesterday were really good.
Those chips yesterday.
From Banditos.
You might
have to switch to get some
Banditos. From Banditos. I didn't know what I ate. It was mushy, remember I said?
Mm-hmm.
It was fried avocado.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't know
that
was...
but I didn't really believe it.
You had a hard time believing it.
But you knew it wasn't
meat. Why would
meat?
They lie?
You knew it wasn't meat.
Didn't know if they had identified the correct thing that I ate.
If it was meat, it wouldn't have been mushy. So you knew it was something other than meat, protein.
I thought maybe it was just like mushy... undercooked hamburgers. I didn't know.
By the way, it's so hard to buy avocados that you know when they're ready to go. That I was in a store like last week, and they have the avocados separated. They're like segregated by like these avocados are ready in 1 to 2 days. These avocados in this section are ready in 4 to 5 days. That's how hard it is for everybody except Jason to eat avocados because he would rather probably eat dirt. Than an avocado.
Correct.
It's impossible to find one that's ripe that you can eat the day that you buy it.
Hmm.
It's very difficult. It's a real struggle.
So remember
avocados.
Yum.
We talked about that rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine who was
beat up in the gym.
He was beat up in the gym.
Beat down when he was doing preacher curls.
Because he's basically considered a snitch because he was facing it like 30 years.
He was in the sauna.
Yeah.
Was he involved in another fight before that?
I don't know.
That was caught on video?
I don't know. I'm sure. I mean, who knows?
I thought he was, but maybe I'm making something
I would
up.
Ask you to do this for me, Valdez. Can you find a Tekashi 6ix9ine song I've ever heard of?
No.
Is there one I've ever heard of? Or is he only famous because he snitched and, you know, he has some sort of underground cult following?
Even rarer to find a radio edit of one of his songs you could actually play.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I've never heard him.
Good luck.
I know who he is, but I've never heard his song as far as I know.
I know I haven't.
But after the beatdown, the part I saw, JP, wasn't in the sauna. That's what they reported. Maybe that's where it started. It was just in the bathroom. But he claims he's not hiring extra security, and he's not leaving South Florida. They can't scare him away. So he's still walking around, oftentimes without security, and he doesn't care. Even though they said that we got no room for you here.
Hope he's ready to get his ass beat again.
They told him South Florida, they got no, your snitches aren't welcome in their neighborhood. He doesn't care.
He might want to just go get in like a witness protection program. And go to he's like got Iowa.
A million 6'9" tattoos all over his face.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
I've actually seen him in some YouTube videos of like YouTube creator guys.
Okay, yeah.
And he's also a normal guy.
Really?
It's really bizarre.
Do you want to hear a Tekashi 6ix9ine song that I found that's a radio edit?
It's a radio edit? Yeah. So does this mean, is it a song we've ever heard of?
I don't know what you guys
What's
listen
the title?
To.
Can you say the title?
Gummo.
All right.
Gummo.
Play it. Let's see if I've ever
Not
heard
gumbo.
This.
Gummo.
There's a lot of edits where curse words would be, too.
I'm sure.
You can tell?
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the beat.
Uh-huh.
Kind of like the beat.
I'm sure you like it. I've never heard it.
I haven't either.
I don't have my part. Yeah.
I thought a lock we were going to hear that.
Yeah.
So, upset of the day.
Anyway, that dude, even though he was beat up, that would be, you know what? If someone beat me up and they said, you're not welcome in this neighborhood, right. And they really beat me
There's
up.
There's more of this coming.
Yeah, and the only reason why I survived is because security saved me. I probably would move.
Yeah, and good luck to him blending in when your entire face is tattooed.
Yeah, he's not interested in blending in.
No, apparently
That's
not.
Whole thing. And then Kiss, apparently Cakes.
Yes.
Who's in the middle of their farewell tour.
Yep.
Is going to have a biopic out called Shout It Out Loud.
Very
set
good.
To hit Netflix in 2024. Here's a key question.
Yes.
Will this be their farewell tour or will they have a comeback tour? They have to have
good
a comeback
question.
Tour.
But, I mean, those guys are getting up there in years. Like, how old is Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley? They have to be in their 70s by now.
I'm guessing,
late 60s at the youngest.
I'm thinking late. Well, 73 and 71.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be time.
Simmons is 73. Paul Stanley, 71.
I mean, they've been touring since the late 70s. It's now 2023.
I'm going to guess they have a comeback tour.
They could, I guess.
They have to. That's just what you do. It's just the rite of passage.
I think they're coming to Baltimore on their farewell tour. If you'd like to go,
right.
You could probably get tickets.
And last but not least, you know, Ben Affleck is in the news. Is Damon? Damon's in Air too, right?
Yes, he plays Sonny Vaccaro.
And these guys have been linked for years, obviously, and they came up together. They, I guess, in recent interviews, have acknowledged that when they first started auditioning as actors in the 80s, they shared a bank account.
Oh, they did?
They were so busto, they just shared their own money.
Very good.
And then they would help pay for each other, I guess, to
Drab and I do that.
Is that what you guys do? Yeah.
You guys are the Damon and Affleck of the show. I love it.
So there you go. When does Air come out, by the way? Not yet.
April 5th, I believe.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I got to see that. I will see that the first week it's out.
No, you won't.
I will.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
That's Masters weekend. No chance you'll see it.
Wednesday. What can I, so the first week. I didn't say the first day. So give me a week.
Well, that first weekend. Okay, so the next week you'll see it.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
Yep. You can see it in the evening.
You're not going to go to a movie.
I'm not going to go to a movie.
Movie night.
It would be a midday thing. Yeah. It would be a midday thing. It would be a post-nap midday thing when I get a diet. It's huge Diet Coke and a huge pop.
That sounds like a great plan.
Is Masters on Easter?
Pretty sure.
I don't think so.
That's kind of hurting.
I'm pretty sure Easter Sunday is Master Sunday.
That might be one of the few Easters I don't go to church.
Well, let me see.
That wouldn't be for me. I'm just a full-blown heathen.
April 6th to April 9th.
When is Easter?
Isn't it? Is that Easter Sunday?
April 9th, I believe.
I love that.
Coming
you know
up
why?
Next.
I mean, 'cause I told my wife, we don't have to go to any of our family members for Easter Sunday.
Right.
I'm just going to go right to my couch.
Coming up next, we'll get back into the Sweet 16. Who do we think makes the Final Four?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan in D.C., 910 The Fan in Richmond, Odyssey app, wherever you may be, streaming live. And you can check us out on NBC Sports Washington, where now you can see the Rooster in studio, Chris Russell, who's on 980 with our pal Pete Medhurst from 9 till noon every day. Do you have your dummy of the day ready to go?
Not yet. Not yet.
Am I botching the name? Is it Dummy?
Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Sorry.
Okay.
Listen,
I appreciate it.
That's a stalwart.
It's a tentpole segment.
Yeah. It's the one segment that anyone around here actually knows and pays attention to.
It's brand,
so I'm happy.
But I botched the brand.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'm happy for any
any promotion, especially on
this
show.
Well, I'd say Russell's my dumb dumb of the day.
Already?
Wow. I like Chris.
I qualify.
I really do. No, I like Chris. I really do. But
before you get into it, what do you think the percentage of interactions with all of your station mates is where you're the punching bag?
Oh, it's probably 92.6%.
He's legitimately a punching bag.
Jason walks 90% by me, waves goodbye every morning at 10:01 and just leaves me alone.
No, but right. Jason's a sports guy, so he probably respects your sports knowledge. And so he's not going to give that.
But everybody picks on him.
I don't talk to him about his personal life much.
Yeah. He's just one of those guys that everybody picks on. He's a punching bag.
I've never picked on Chris. I mean, at least I don't think so.
I don't think I pick on the Valdez,
booster. You always act angry towards me.
Well, I'm angry towards everyone.
He's angry towards life.
That's his resting face.
Every morning I say, hey, Valdez, and you're just like,
but I feel like
I
feel like B. Mitch and Finley like to pile on you.
They like to joke.
Mullins, like a lot of this.
And I don't like to, because I like Chris. And Chris and I have always had a good relationship, and I still think I do.
And I love you guys.
So, Chris.
You can joke with me.
So, listen, I was going into the kitchen area.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see this bag. It looks like a pilot.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he brings like a suitcase
right.
every day.
He has got like the pilot suitcase, right?
Or, yeah, it's got like rolling suitcase.
Yeah, but it's literally like what pilots
use. Yeah, sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. And it's like a travel bag.
I go, what kind of like businessman is here? I was thinking, maybe it's like a pharmaceutical. You got to show it. Stand up back
if
there.
If you can lift it up, show it.
I don't know. So that's like what pilots use.
Yeah,
like
sure.
It's literally the kind right. that you put the tag under on seat.
What camera am I looking at?
Yeah, it's fine. We got
George
it.
George Clooney uses that in Up in the Air.
So one behind
like,
EB.
What do we have, like a pharmaceutical salesman? Or like who's
right,
here?
Scott for Purdue like, Pharma?
Did Sully come in here? Right. And then the next thing I know, he has.
This
I
is
see
the best
this.
Part.
This, so this is like his homeless person bag.
No, that's his side bag because that can't this fit is, in the rolling bag.
And I'm like, who? I still don't know whose stuff it is.
Yeah.
And then I look in it, and it literally is like the bag of a homeless
guy. I just
guy.
Don't know how you don't. I mean. Russell brings his stuff in all the time. This is the first time you're
doesn't he bring in a bunch of Tupperware? And,
listen, oh, I've never yeah. peeked in, and I don't really care about Chris's like lifestyle.
All right. So can I tell you the whole deal?
Yeah,
back,
please.
Back when I was just on The Fan at night, right? PJ Elliott, Nick Ashew,
yeah.
And I used to do this whole bit like boxes and bags and bags and boxes, and we had this theme song, this carnival theme mm-hmm. song. We would just celebrate how much ridiculousness I would bring in.
Yeah.
And everybody would make fun of me. Fine. So we obviously don't do that anymore, but I still bring in the bag most days, yeah. although sometimes I forgot. Today, I mean, there is.
I want you to go through the bag. Yeah, listen, this guy, he's got to be a hoarder.
I want to see it.
All right. He's got
to
be a hoarder.
He used to be known for having, like, the right. biggest salads
he has a banana.
Ever.
He's got on, a huge a wallet. Wallet. That's a huge wallet.
What is that?
So this is, like, so I drink more water,
yeah.
which I don't drink. So, and it's, like, sugar-free.
You flavor it.
So yeah. Russell,
exactly. You hey, Chris, mixer. Show the camera each one behind yeah. Eric's head.
Behind my head?
Yeah. There you go.
Got some Athletic Greens here, which is
what is that?
Which is a vitamin supplement.
I'm sure there was anything in that box. You just turned it upside down and nothing came out.
It's pretty bad. You guys are gonna love Jason, this. Ready?
He's got deodorant.
Ready?
Deodorant.
Axe nice. Body spray.
Axe body spray.
What are you? 15?
Well, it probably
what
is
that,
a little
Russell?
Smelly. I mean, but, just look at
all right.
it.
Old
little,
Spice.
Little deodorant. He probably needs a lot of deodorant.
Do you shower here on occasion?
No. Got some toothpicks.
Toothpicks.
He brings those to work every day. Got some pretzels.
Yeah.
Nubs.
What brand are those pretzels?
It's from the discount drugstore in Ohio. Yeah, yeah. Canton, Ohio.
There's our Silly Snyder's.
I've never exactly. seen that bag before
and then,
ever.
You guys are going to love this. A little hand cream, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
at this time of the year, your hand gets a little, what would you guys say, nubby?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
your hand.
Sure, hand cream. Right, right.
Can you pass that over here? I'm getting some calluses. I played golf yesterday.
Valdez, you can't go anywhere near this, okay?
Can you pass me the hand cream?
Yeah, sure.
But here wait, there's hand. More.
Then there's like,
wipes?
Like dude wipes.
Wipes for, no, not dude like, wipes for your ass.
Wipes but, down, but, like the,
it's for
like
your
the microphone.
Car.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and for your car.
Yeah,
clean
the studio.
I never do that.
What is he doing?
Wait, then there's a
5-hour energy
yeah,
knockoff.
Yeah, a little knockoff 5-hour energy.
I've never seen more generic branded.
Nothing branded.
Listen,
I
got to go to the dollar store.
Hold on. He has Axe body spray and he has Old Spice. Those right. are big brands.
Exactly.
Six Axe me.
No, hold what on. Else
I just want people
oh, you guys are going to love this. Ready?
Yeah. What do you got?
Roasted garlic and herb. What is that?
Tuna.
Like, tuna in a bag.
Oh. Tuna in a bag. What is that?
Oh, right. That's going to make me
so
from the dollar
you,
store.
Do you,
dollar store,
tuna. Every day in case you get hungry?
I just bring stuff with me because I keep it all together in the bag. So this way I don't lose it. I don't forget it. It's not in my car. It's not in my house. It's not in a locker. It's not there.
Cakes.
I got a locker over here that's got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
I can't remember
Cakes.
The combination. So
Cakes.
It's locked.
Cakes, eat that dollar store tuna.
No, keep bringing
it would take
else?
A lot of money.
It's lunch.
What right. else? Just keep
what's
bringing
in the rolling,
out.
What's
what
in
this?
The rolling luggage?
The rolling luggage
laptop?
Is just my, yeah, laptop.
A&W
plug,
root beer.
Maybe some underwear.
Diet A&W root beer, like sugar. Sugar infuser.
You love mixing.
Listen, in case you have an accident.
Yeah, all right.
More
so those
wipes.
Are like wipes. All right, dude wipes.
These are real dude wipes.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are just more for your car
yeah.
and whatever.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Do you go home at night?
More deodorant.
Is
yeah.
this a bottomless
bag? He
has
a lot of deodorant.
Another can of Axe body spray. Yeah.
But why don't you leave that stuff at home?
He has four deodorants in his bag.
My sunglasses.
Is smell an issue for you, Chris?
But, no, but
no,
why aren't those
morning?
In your medicine cabinet or whatever at
because
home?
If they're in my medicine cabinet then and I need them at work, I don't have
why
them.
Why would you need them at work?
Because
you
never
smell
you
your deodorant.
I just literally never know when you're...
I
nobody
say
brings
this.
In deodorant.
Chris has been, how long have you been working in radio?
27 years.
He
and
does national
been,
radio
no,
on the
I
weekends.
Know. You've done like sporting news. Give people your bio real quick. Like,
yeah, I mean, I do some stuff for CBS Sports Radio, obviously.
Right?
I work, you know, 9 to noon over.
But just give your resume, your history, the big companies you've worked for.
CBS, Sports Fan Radio Network.
Red Zebra?
Sporting News Radio. Red Zebra. Right. I worked for Uncle Dan.
This guy is a legit...
I worked for Ted Leonsis for
a
couple years.
He's a radio professional. Yeah. Been doing this for a long time. Yeah. He's very good at what he does. He walks around like a homeless person. This can't go into... I've never joned on Chris this way before, but it can't go on... That's the worst, fleece I've ever seen.
Why are you attacking him?
Sweatpants. Does he dress like this every day? I never pay attention.
Hey.
Look at those sweatpants.
Yeah, more or less.
All right, listen. The pants are a little bit beat up right now, okay? They've got some holes.
He's got holes in his sweatpants.
Listen, it's a Friday. It's miserable out. I woke up late.
Successful broadcaster, Chris.
I really got exploited.
How do you judge success? Yeah. You guys are successful.
Uh-huh. Right.
Look at my bank account. I ain't successful.
Can I see it? I'd love to see it.
Did you deodorant, though?
Not the silly money market account that I just opened last week.
When do you need a deodorant here? There's not one person I know that would bring deodorant to work.
In case I forget to put it on. In the morning?
So you got four.
And then I start smelling myself.
Do you not have a morning routine?
No, I think he smells himself a lot.
Again, JP's point is there's no women around here besides, there's a couple.
I mean, these guys don't even
shower.
But
you're just hanging around Pete.
Right, but I don't want to smell around you guys either.
I appreciate you doing it.
I have respect and dignity for the people that I work with.
Well, we're not going to be close enough
to you. But do you ever feel like a homeless person?
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, usually I have soup. See, you guys missed the best part. Before you walked in and before Drabby cornered me in the bathroom and to tell me, that you were making fun of my bag. I literally, the bag was stacked on top of the airline bag and my coffee mug, which I drank out of on the way in that my kids created for me 7 years ago. Smashed all over the floor because I had so much stuff in the orange bag, which was stacked on top of the black traveler bag. Yeah. So poor Roger was making fun of me too.
I mean,
I've been made fun of by everybody, including Roger.
Chris
the engineer
is really successful, a real radio pro.
Yeah.
Why don't we just say moderately successful?
Very moderate. Very moderate.
But I mean, no, he's
27 years though.
27 years.
Long radio pro.
If you told Chris right now he had to do 2 hours on the freaking U.S. Open, he could just do it. Whatever it is. He's a pro.
Right.
And he's walking around here
vagabond.
Like a homeless person.
Yeah, he just keeps all of his stuff with him. I don't think he got everything in the bag.
Pete obviously knows have all that, right?
Pete doesn't act like that.
The
thing is, he doesn't need to do any of those things. Let me see your hands. Do you actually use the hand cream?
They're probably nubby.
We should find out who has softer hands.
His house is probably could be like Hoarders.
Yeah, what does your house look like?
Is it like Hoarders?
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's clean.
Yeah,
clean. Relatively clean.
Of course,
it's clean. It's not as clean as I would like.
Listen,
my car, everything.
Your car's a dumpster fire.
No. I clean it out every day. I just keep everything in the bag.
Do you have big gulp cans and pizza boxes?
I clean it out every day. Every day.
Okay.
And I do dishes and I do laundry. I clean everything.
All right,
I'm just a hoarder.
All right.
Radio pro.
Love you guys.
You're the man.
Love you, Chris, man.
Wow.
I guess if I ever smell, I know where to go.
Oh, yeah.
He's got extra deodorant.
I got whatever you want.
And he's got flavor infusers for your water.
Yeah.
And hand cream for
Valdez. You'll smell like a whole. Can I have one of those cherries?
You can have whatever you
Why
want.
Not? Yeah. All right. We still got Rich Voss joining us in studio. Coming up at 9:20, we'll get into the Sweet 16, our final four thoughts. Coming up next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.